Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Joyce, I have a dispute on a charge that I got from your company.
May I have your zip code, please?
16002.
And thank you for that. And the first and last name, please.
The last name?
Your first Ott. And last Ott. Name, please.
John Ott.
Give me one second, please.
Joyce, can I ask you, what do you sell? What is the product?
Sir, we're actually a third-party call center, and we assist with multiple products and multiple companies.
Oh, so would you know what this company that Deluxe something sells?
If I can find an account associated with you, I will be more than happy to tell you, okay?
I know, it's not an easy job.
It's fine.
Okay,
I just can't disclose any information about something I'm not sure about.
Yeah, okay. So what
and you
else
did say it was
address?
16002?
Yes.
Okay. At the present time, I'm not finding an account associated with you under that zip code. Can I have the last four digits of the card that it was used on?
Yes, that's what I'm going to get you right now.
Thank you.
I was going to dispute this morning through the card company, but I thought, you know, you get older, sometimes you forget that you ordered something.
And I perfectly understand that.
Okay, the last of three digits of the credit card is 1451.
Okay, thank you for that. Let me see if I can locate something associated with you under that card.
I can give you the amount, too, if that's any help.
Okay.
It's $56.95.
I'm not doing it with the card nor the zip code. That first name is John, is that correct?
Yes. It could be Charlene, my wife, but I think the account's under both our names.
Okay. And then spell your last name for me, please.
O-T-T.
O-T-P?
O-T-T, like, is it
Oh,
Tom?
Okay. O-T-T.
Maybe that's why, yeah.
All righty.
It's a short one.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do it under Miss Charlene. Hers is C-H-R-A. I didn't find it under yours, but I did find it under hers. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that, please?
Yes, 7046 Forest Trail.
Okay.
Butler.
Gotcha. All righty. And I was able to locate an account for her. Do you happen to remember, and this was on December the 7th, that you only paid the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a neck massager?
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask her. She's not here right now. But is that what the item is then?
The item was actually, it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and in the terms and condition, that membership fee of $56.95 is what you were billed for.
Okay.
Now, it did provide her with a $125 gift card each month that she's enrolled in as a member, and it's inside of the email that she used at the time that she provided once she signed up.
Okay, I'm going to give her hell when she gets home.
Now, and tell her.
If there's any question,
tell her she can go inside of that email, and there's a link provided in that email, and she can open it up. And for each month that she was enrolled, they gave her $125, and she can go in there on the online web store and purchase some of the best gadgets in the world. But that $56.95 is the membership fee.
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing up the fact. Have a good day, kiddo.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well.
Is there something else I can assist you with, sir? Hello?
Yes.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought that we had hung up. No, I'm good. The rest.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.